Highbridge Company presents Kill Anything That Moves by Nick Terse, read by Don Lee. Original material, copyright 2013, Nick Terse. Recording, copyright 2013, Highbridge Company, and recorded by arrangement with Metropolitan Books, an imprint of Henry Holden Company, LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. An operation, not an aberration. On January 21, 1971, a Vietnam veteran named Charles McDuff wrote a letter to President Richard Nixon to voice his disgust with the American war in Southeast Asia. McDuff had witnessed multiple cases of Vietnamese civilians being abused and killed by American soldiers and their allies, and he had found the U.S. military justice system to be woefully ineffective in punishing wrongdoers. "Maybe your advisors have not clued you in," he told the president, "but the atrocities that were committed in My Lai are eclipsed by similar American actions throughout the country." His three-page handwritten missive concluded with an impassioned plea to Nixon to end American participation in the war. The White House forwarded the note to the Department of Defense for a reply, and within a few weeks, Major General Franklin Davis, Jr., the Army's Director of Military Personnel Policies, wrote back to McDuff. "It was indeed unfortunate," said Davis, "that some incidents occur within combat zones." He then shifted the burden of responsibility for what had happened firmly back onto the veteran. "I presume," he wrote, "that you promptly reported such actions to the proper authorities." Other than a paragraph of information on how to contact the U.S. Army criminal investigators, the reply was only four sentences long and included a matter-of-fact reassurance. "The United States Army has never condoned wanton killing or disregard for human life." This was and remains.